Hello?
Hi, this is Nelson from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the survey is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
11209.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered? Yes, registered.
No, I'm
registered. No, not
registered. I am registered. I am.
Okay. And do you think yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1957.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, none of them.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race? Here are the options. White, black, or African-American, American Indian,
white,
or Alaskan Native?
I'm white.
Thank you. Right, and what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have an associate's degree.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Here are the options. Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else.
Joe Biden.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you most certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will most certainly vote.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
Okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I'd say a 7.
Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Right. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first one is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Means a lot.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
It means a lot.
Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Means a lot.
And protecting gender equality.
Means a lot.
Okay. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient, I will vote, I doubt I will vote, no chance, I will vote. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
What was the first one? I will definitely, most likely, what was it? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the options are nothing will stop me. I want
nothing
to vote
will stop me.
And propose it.
Okay. Nothing will stop me.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
Nothing will stop me.
Yeah. And protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF? So it's
nothing
will stop?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Protecting gender equality?
Nothing will stop me.
Okay, and I know it is a long way off, but if November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided or some other option?
Kamala Harris.
If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Democratic.
If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no chance, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, will not vote?
Much more motivated.
Okay. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
Some.
Okay. Here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protection to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy.
Okay.
Yes. Both puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. No, both leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would vote yes.
Thank you. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen voting rights protections, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, prevent discrimination based on age, provide protections on the basis of gender, prohibit housing discrimination?
Yes.
Well, among the choices, which one would you select? Would you want me to repeat them?
Okay, let me think. Okay, I only have one choice.
Well, all that apply. If you want, I can read them back to you.
All that apply.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
hold on 1 second. Who? It's too late. I'm sorry. Could you read that to me again? I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So here the whole thing, it says, based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would, and here are the choices, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen voting rights protections, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, prevent discrimination based on age, provide protections on the basis of gender, prohibit housing discrimination.
Protect the rights of the protect the rights, the one to the next to the last.
You mean put protections, give voting rights to immigrants, or strengthen voting rights protection?
Strengthen voting rights protection.
Okay. All right. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Definitely vote yes.
Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion, right? And is that somewhat or much more or less motivated? The options.
I'm much more motivated to vote. Much more motivated.
Okay. Next, I am going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. The first one is, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving hello.